नमस्कार दोस्तों, मित्रों, फेला सामिगोस, बड़ा बच्चे और बमाइस, स्वागत है आपका हमारे शो बातें अनसुनी में। मैं हूं आपका होस्ट प्रदीप। बातें अनसुनी कैसा पॉडकास्ट है जिसमें मैं और मेरे कुछ दोस्त शेयर करेंगे अपने हार्ट ब्रोकन स्टोरीज, कुछ ऐसी यादें जो शायद ही कभी तुम्हें रुला गई थी, बट अब सोचते तो साला चुतिया लगता है। तो बिना वक्त को जाया किए शुरू करते आज का एपिसोड। एक लड़के को देखा तो ऐसा लगा। तो आज का एपिसोड शुरू करने से पहले आप सभी के साथ एक न्यूज शेयर करनी थी। हम एप्पल पॉडकास्ट में पिछले हफ्ते फिर से ट्रेंड कर रहे थे। नंबर कुछ ऐसे है। एप्पल पॉडकास्ट इंडिया के सोसाइटी एंड कल्चर कैटेगरी में हम ट्रेंड कर रहे थे 95th पोजीशन पे। एप्पल पॉडकास्ट इंडिया रिलेशनशिप ऑल टाइम के चार्ट्स पे हम ट्रेंड कर रहे थे 16th पोजीशन पे। और एप्पल पॉडकास्ट के रिलेशनशिप कैटेगरी में हम 7th पोजीशन पे ट्रेंड कर रहे थे ऑल ओवर इंडिया। और ये सब कुछ पॉसिबल हुआ है बस आप लोगों के सपोर्ट की वजह से। लाइक दिल से शुक्रिया आप सभी को जो हमारे पॉडकास्ट को सुनते हैं, स्पेशली वो लोग जो हमारे पॉडकास्ट को अपने दोस्तों के साथ शेयर करते हैं, खासकर वो लोग जो हमारे पॉडकास्ट को इंस्टाग्राम स्टोरीज पर शेयर करते हैं। लाइक दिल से शुक्रिया आप सभी को। आप सभी के सपोर्ट के बिना ये सब कुछ पॉसिबल नहीं हो पाता। मैं आप सभी का ज्यादा वक्त नहीं लूंगा, बिना वक्त को जाया किए शुरू करते आज का एपिसोड। सो टुडे वी हैव अ वेरी स्पेशल गेस्ट ऑन द शो। ही इज अमंग वन ऑफ द फ्यू डीसी फैंस इन मुंबई, अ ट्रू डिवोटी ऑफ जैक स्नाइडर, एंड ऑल्सो ही इज एज एक्साइटेड एज आई एम फॉर द स्नाइडर कट। ही इज द वेरी फर्स्ट एलजीबीटी गेस्ट ऑन अवर शो। सो द गेस्ट फॉर टुडेस एपिसोड इज सौरव। सो सौरव, वेलकम टू द शो।
Hi Pradeep, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Amazing, healthy as a horse.
So, Saurav, तेरे को तो show का concept पता ही है, so I'll directly come to the point. कौन सा वाला अलग था?
कौन सा वाला अलग था? Are we talking about the boyfriends over here or the situations? Because they all were same, pretty fucked up.
All up to you.
Okay, so like my first boyfriend, मेरा पहला जो boyfriend था, okay, this was the time when I realized about my sexuality.
Okay.
And I decided to explore it more. And by exploring it, that got to my mind that how about I date someone. And at that time, the concept of LGBTQ, the LGBTQ relationships in India, was not as accepted as it is now. So I signed up myself on this. Back then, there was this app called One Man.
Okay.
It was like Facebook for LGBTQ community.
Okay. Wow, that's great.
And not really. Let me just tell you the dark side of it.
Okay.
So the thing is that people used to pose over there, fake profiles and stuff. So I found out about that very quickly by one of my close friends at that time. And I met this one guy over there. His name was let's call him Chutiap One.
Cool.
Chutiap One. So he was a great guy. Like, you know, if on paper he will be an amazing guy, very ruggedly handsome, very charming, and talented, a great job. He used to respect and everything, all those things a person looks in a partner.
Like, sort of, what was the age back then? Like, when you found this thing?
I was in 12th grade at that time.
Like, very early stage.
Very early. Or, us time pe, I was new to this entire dating culture. This was the first time I was like a bloomer that culture. So, I asked this guy to meet up somewhere. So we actually met at my place.
Okay.
At that time, weird for someone whom I don't even know. I just call him over at my place.
Isn't that what Tinder date is supposed to be?
It is what it's supposed to be, but but that doesn't paint me in a light, like a right picture. Sorry.
Yeah.
It doesn't. So I called him over, and I was a kid back then. Now I think about it, it's so stupid. We had a small chat with each other, and it was fun. We chatted, we grabbed a bite, and slowly and eventually we started developing feelings for each other. I liked him, he liked me a lot, and aisa hote gaya, we used to go out, have fun, chat all the time, and we back then we used to have those keypad wala cell phones. I had that LG one. So so it was fun, like, you know, that rush of that first relationship, punking your college, going out on dates and stuff.
It feels like, and, like, no one else is there for you, like this is the only person,
right? Exactly. And the person who immensely cares for you, you know, protects you a lot. Like I I know him, like, you know, like I haven't like spoke to him in last like many years.
Oh.
And what happened eventually was that I don't know what exactly happened to him, but we kind of started drifting apart.
Oh.
And I couldn't tell like what exactly was happening. Was it me? Was it I know it was not him at that point. I was sometimes like blaming myself that Saurabh, did you say something wrong? What did you do? Like, why is he not responding? So I affected my studies a little bit during that time. And, you know, given that I was in 12th grade, it was a huge deal.
Yeah.
So I, so eventually he, one fine day, I called him.
What's the deal?
Dude, where are you? Exactly. I called him like, hey, what's the deal? Where are you? You haven't been texting me for a while now. And he's like, oh no, I'm sorry. How are you doing? And stuff. So we chatted for like half an hour. And then I again asked him that, why, what happened? Like, are you all right? Because it's not like you that you are not texting me or calling me at all.
It's like you are not the person who you used to be.
Exactly. Exactly. That, where is that caring chutiyap one that I knew?
Yeah.
So he, and basically bolte wo bol gaya, oh no, I'm sorry, I'm just at jewelries with my mom. So jewelry store with my mom. So maine bola ki, why are you at the jewelry store? So he's like, oh, I'm getting married in 2 days.
Oh.
And it just crushed me, like crushed me to my core. Like maine bola ki, bhai, matlab, what the fuck am I supposed to do now?
That's a shock.
That was like, it broke me down at that time. I still remember I called him from those telephones, the wire telephone. And I was holding that telephone, like that receiver, so hard. Okay. Like, I don't know what was happening to me. Was I getting a panic attack, or was it just, you know, like anger? Like, a lot of feelings were rushing through my veins at that point. So मुझे लगा कि okay, it's something is happening. Okay, I really need to like calm myself down. So I just went to the kitchen. मैंने मुंह धोया पहले अपना. Okay, and I cried my eyes out at that very day. I called my friend. I told him whatever has happened, and he's like, Saurabh, it's all right. Things like this happen, and given that you didn't, like, it was just a year old relationship. So it was hard for me to accept that fact.
You know, the thing is, the first breakup, when we feel, it feels like the world is ending, nothing is going to happen ever,
right? It does feel like that. You feel like someone has, you know, put a hand in your mouth, through your throat, okay, grabbed your heart and pulled it out.
Yeah.
Okay. And you see it, you know, it's broken and you want to cry, but sometimes you just cannot cry because, you know, you are in public space, because you think of all those things. You are just walking on the streets and you see a couple and it's like, oh, why can't this be me? You know, why couldn't things have been normal with me? And so that, when that happened with me, I was really crushed. Then slowly and eventually I moved on, and then I came to my degree college, and then that was fun time for me. And I think in, when I was in second year, during around December, I had an accident. My car kind of flipped, like, pura 180 degree me. And
like a Christopher Nolan movie.
But I will give Michael Bay over here, because the in dramatically jaise wo turn hui wo car, I was like, okay, fine, this is my end. Okay. Too bad. Okay. And I, at that point, I was just glad that I was single. Okay. Because agar koi aur, like, you know, imagine a partner going through all that shit.
Like, he would have blamed you for that.
Yeah, like, why did you die on me?
Yeah.
All that shitty, that, you know, Bollywood dramatic stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, thank God I'm single. So that happened, and fortunately I survived that accident. But it took a kind of a mental toll on me at that point. And that year I did not score great grades in my semester, in my that terminal semester. So I decided to take a break. I was like, I'm clearly not in a right state of mind. So I decided to take a break. That was supposed to be a 1 year break, but that got extended into like a 2 year break. And so because I got a good job offer, I couldn't resist. Like, it was like they were paying me, like, I was a fresher. Okay. They were not considering me as an undergraduate. They were considering me as a 12th, like, high school graduate. And they offered me some 28,000 in hand salary for a fresher. okay, at that time for an international process, okay,
wow.
at an outsourcing company. And I was very excited. I was like, you know what? Hell yeah, I want to do
this
job. You know,
that's a huge amount for that age.
Exactly. I went nuts. I was like, dude, I mean, I really worked hard, okay? And I mean, thanks to my parents, they sent me to these vocabulary classes and stuff. So my communication really developed, my communication skills. And one of those, like the recruiter, they heard my call once. And they were like, Saurabh, we love your communication skills and we would like to have you in our organization. And it was for a tax refund process. So that was fun. That happened. And after 2 years, I decided to go back to my course, which is BMM. And sometime during 2019, my next relationship happened. This was when I had graduated my second year. Okay. Like redo second year. And I was in a very happy place, you know, nice, merry place. I'm getting a second chance to my career. Everything is going great. I have great friends. You know, personal life is awesome. I'm single. I don't give a shit about anyone.
Basically, you are enjoying your life.
Exactly. I was having real fun. Okay. I was making short films. I was it was a very fun time for me. And at that very time, what happened is I signed up on Tinder. I wanted to see what all the fuss was about.
So till second year, like you haven't discovered Tinder before second year?
No, I have not.
Wow.
That time I had not discovered at all. I was like, dikhte toh hai kya hai?
You know, Tinder is what, like when you take admissions to the college, now you have to sign up for Tinder. This is mandatory.
Well, I wish I had this advice when I got admission in college. I really wish someone would have given me this advice. So when I signed up on Tinder, you meet a lot of guys on Tinder. And you know, the conversation, it's like, you know, hey, what's up? How are you doing? And sometimes it just fizzles out after that. And but with this guy, I'm going to call him Chutiap.
Two.
Okay, chalo.
Specimen 2.
Okay. Yes. So this guy was like a dream. Okay. Of every girl and a gay dude. Believe me when I say this, okay? Like a extremely well settled guy. Ruggedly handsome. Okay. He used to live in LA. See, he's a big Hollywood personality.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. That's so huge. He was visiting. Yeah, that is a great accomplishment for me. Okay. But wait till you hear what happens next.
Okay.
So this guy, he came into he started chatting with me and stuff, and I cracked few joke, and he was like, ha, you're funny and stuff, and eventually he said that this happened during Infinity War.
Okay.
This I'll say 1 month before Infinity War, so we kind of started mera exam bhi chal raha tha us time pe. So we were just having like chatting and stuff. So one fine day, he just tells me that I love you.
Wow.
So maine bola ki I love you. Matlab aise kaise I love you? I haven't even met you in the first place. So he's like, no, I really like you, and you are, you know, you are amazing. I've seen your posts. I love your Instagram. Very aesthetic. Like every pleasing thing.
Dude, I would like to interrupt you here, and I can also say that, like, dude, you have maintained your Instagram profile.
Thank you very much. It takes a lot of hours. Thank you very much, sir. So this person was like, you know, I love your Instagram, and it's amazing, and I wanna meet you in person and stuff. So I said, my exams are going on right now. I really can't meet you. And how about we meet once my exams are over? So it took one more month for my exam to get completely over, because we had a lot of holidays in between. So in that 1 month, I don't know what exactly happened. He kind of, you know, like convinced me. This will sound very stupid. Like, you know, like convinced me that he actually loves me. You know, like every morning I used to wake up, hey, nice, I love you. Good morning.
With good morning
text. You know, like, yeah, with a, and I was like, what is, like I wanted to think like what is wrong with him, but at the same time I was like, I should be also more positive. Yeah, I was like, let's be more positive. Maybe he likes me. And back then I had no idea. Okay, he was a huge Hollywood personality or anything. LA. I only knew that he lived in LA. Okay, because a lot of people live in LA. It's not a big deal.
That's every South Bombay guy.
Exactly. And it's not really. It's like you live in LA. It's okay. But you know, it's like you live in LA. You are Hollywood in some other. You're a Hollywood person. So when I was talking to this guy, one day, and he's like, I cannot wait to meet you. And, you know, like, he built up a certain hype, you know, while like, I can't wait to meet you and everything. So I was like, okay, he's really interested in me. Okay, I have to take this thing very seriously now. So I saw his pictures. I thought about, you know, the conversation and everything we had. And I realized, okay, he likes me. Okay, and it's my responsibility to reciprocate. And do it responsibly. Not like hadbadi mein aake kar.
Yeah, absolutely right.
So we met, and I invited him over for lunch.
And
trust me, when I opened the door, I went nuts. Well, like for a few seconds I was like, okay, I have done a good job. Like, you know, swiping him right. So I called, like, you know, we had like great time, we had fun and stuff. So he left, like, you know, that day. It was an amazing day. I think 1 month later, and we were chatting after like a month after that, because he was traveling. I don't mind disclosing this. He was working with Fox, Fox Entertainment.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a big thing in Fox. So let's call him an executive, Fox executive.
Oh, wow, dude. Can you ask him to make the Spider-Man deal right with Marvel?
I wish I could, but I don't talk to him anymore. And there is one more thing I'll tell you about him. So he was in India, so I think he was working with Hotstar at that point, because I think Disney and Fox deal was going through.
Disney bought Fox back then on 2019 only. Yeah, on 2019 Disney bought Fox.
So the Fox deal was under the way, and he was like he was in India. He was working on Fox Hotstar thing. Like original shows and stuff, meeting with various people and pitching, like they were pitching him shows. So maine bola ki okay, fine, theek hai. So he was traveling, you know, Mumbai, Pune, and at the same time he was also you know, thinking of changing his job. From like, he was planning to change his job. He wanted to find job somewhere in India. So he told me all those things, and I was like, okay, fine, if he's gonna stay in India, then I don't mind having, like, you know, going ahead with this whole thing. But when he met me, he told me all those things. You know, he had really fucked up past relationships, like messed up, with his girlfriend and stuff. Maine bola ki, okay, chalo, theek hai, fine, let's give this a serious shot. Okay, and I was like texting him, calling him all the time. We were
basically, you were in the honeymoon phase back then.
Exactly. Honeymoon phase. So one fine day, sometime during June last year, he called me at night, and told me that, Saurabh, hey, what's up? And I was like, okay, nothing much. I was watching a movie at that time, and he was like, so there is this news I want to tell you about. Like, okay, go ahead. He's like, I am moving back to LA. Maine bola, okay, so what now? He's like, oh, nothing, I think we should stop seeing each other.
Maine
bola, huh?
Because
I was unable to register that emotion at that very moment.
When you said that, I just thought ki he'll be back from LA. Like, he's going for some work and he'll come back.
Right, exactly. And that's what I thought as well. Like, okay, maybe he's going over there for books. I asked him the same thing. So, when will you be coming back? He's like, oh, no, I don't think so, I'll be coming back. So, I was like, what happened? You were searching for jobs over here, right? So, he's like, oh, yeah, I was. But he got offered a job from ALT, Alt Balaji. And he was like, I don't want to dive into Alt Balaji.
Dude, where is Fox and where is Alt Balaji?
Exactly. And I was like, dude, that is, I mean, I agree with him. That's a huge downgrade, from a Fox executive to something in Alt Balaji.
From Fox to some softcore porn website.
Yeah, dude. So it's degrading even for, it's degrading for him. No matter what kind of asshole he is, it is degrading for anyone. So I was extremely confused. I was like, okay, so this is going to be be the same thing what like I went through in 12th grade, okay, but much more intense, because now I actually, you know, exactly, like I was like head over heels over with this guy, and I felt like I cried my eyes out, okay. I went into kitchen again. That's the one place I go to whenever I get sad, okay. I go into kitchen, I drink water, wash my face and come back into my room. So I went into kitchen, I sat there and I cried for nice 1.5 hours.
Whoa.
Like I cried, okay. And that was the first time I got a suicidal thought, because what happened, there was a tray, okay, because I didn't like that feeling, you know, that what I was getting, and I just really wanted to fucking end it. Like I was like, I don't want to feel whatever I am feeling right now.
Basically, okay? You get all those memories, na? Like those memories started flashing in front of you.
Right, they did. And I told my cousin, one of my cousin, that you know, listen, something is happening, okay, and I'm not feeling right. And she's like, what happened? Something happened with Chuti up to, and she's like, did it? And I was like, yes, it did. Please come over to Dombivli. I'm not feeling good. And my mom was not in town, okay. She was at her native place. Okay, there's some legal disputes going on over there. So she was over there handling those. So we were like, her and me, my cousin, we were sitting in my room and we were just sitting. She came over, we just sat, okay. And I was still as an, like an idol, okay, for like, I don't know how many hours. She was like, are you okay, Saurabh? And I'm like, I'm not. I don't know what happened. Yesterday morning, I was happy, like, you know, in love. And everything, and in the evening I find out that everything like I've invested my emotions, my time, everything into it's just gone, and this person is like, and then the worst thing happened that he called me, okay, and he told me that I was mad actually at him, okay. I'm mad at him and I was mad at myself. I was mad at him because I asked him that if you knew, okay, there was a possibility that you would go back to LA, okay, why did you say all those things that you said to me?
Yeah, you could have told me before only.
Exactly, like why not, like, you know, you could have just told me that, you know, sort of I want to keep things casual, okay, and I'm not looking for something serious, I'm really sorry, but I'm not, okay, and I would have been like, okay, you know what, then I'm not interested in you, you know, I would have gone my way, you would have found someone else on Tinder, okay, it's not hard to find someone or some, you know, desperate gay guy on Tinder. So I told him that, you know, I asked him actually, why did you say all those things? He's like, oh, I'm so sorry, but you know what, I'm gonna be there for you, I'm gonna, I went through the same thing as you did, as you are right now, and I'm gonna help you, don't worry, I'm gonna be there with you. I have people who will take care of me, I can take care of myself, don't worry.
And also, okay, like, you don't talk to the person who is the reason of the problem.
Exactly. Exactly, like, you cannot be friends with the person who you just broke up with. Exactly. And it's not even like a mutual breakup, it's like it's coming from him. So for me,
and it was sudden, like the whole world shattered in a snap.
It was like a Thanos snap, like damn, and it's all like washed away. Yeah, it's dusted and gone. So I became like really depressed during that time. I went to college, and there is this very close friend of mine, Aishwarya. Okay, I'm giving her a shout out. So this girl, okay, she was day and night with me on a call. She was like, Saurabh, are you okay? Saurabh, are you okay? Saurabh, are you okay? She was calling me, she was texting me, keeping me in check all the freaking time. Okay, and that's the thing, you know, about good. I realized that one thing, that, you know, you need to have one good friend with whom you can share all those things, no matter if it's girl, guy, whoever it is. You need to have a best friend, okay, to whom you can, you know, when everything ends, you can turn to him or her and say that, hey, you know what, can I please get your shoulder? I need to rest my head and maybe shed a tear. Okay, and who wouldn't be like, you know, are kuch nahi yaar, ho jayega, dekho, mil jayega koi aur, dusra koi, don't worry.
Like, you know, it's rehta hai. Wo, like, basically, you know what friends do, like, they come to you and tell, like, it's not you, it's him.
Exactly. And you feel better about it somehow. It's like he's the loser, not
like,
you.
Like, so, you already knew this thing, but you want someone to say these things to you.
Exactly. Like, it's like a validation. Like, you know all those things, but you need to hear it from someone else. So that happened, and that really hit me hard. Like, I think I've recently, very recently, I've moved on. I just realized, like, I had to I came to the realization that I there was a small hope. I used to always think that maybe he'll come back. Maybe he will come back. There's 0.1% chance. And I was really counting on it. So eventually I just realized, you know what, it's just a pipe dream. Okay. It's not happening. And I have to move on. He clearly has, because he literally called me and told me that he's dating someone. So think of the audacity that this guy has. He breaks up with me and then he calls me and tells me that I'm dating someone. तो मैंने बोला कि you know what, fuck it.
So he actually deserved the old Balaji job.
I think he deserved way worse than that. Okay, yeah. I really wish he would have got a job in Dharma and Karan Johar would have never let him go. Like,
oh,
you know,
shit.
He would have trapped him. Okay, like seriously, I hated. Like seriously, you know, there is this one thing that you know I hate. Like, I love. That is the one guy I think so I've loved like hell. Okay, and that is also the guy that I've hated for breaking my heart. Yeah. Like to my core. Like if today I run into him, trust me, like something is like you know I'll end up throwing something on his face. But ask him like, how dare you?
Like there's a part of you like who love him so much, like they want the world for them, and there's a part of you like you want to murder him.
Murder. Bro, I want to fucking nuke him. Okay, he's lucky I don't have the nuclear codes right now. Believe me. ठीक है अभी तो I decided that you know I have to accept that and I have to move on.
Yeah.
Which I did. Okay. And then one of my friend again they told me that Saurabh, you know what, don't go searching for love. It will come to you. Okay. Which it did. Like in the most funniest way, it did. Okay. But it kind of wasted five months of my life. Great 5 months. That would have been amazing 5 months. But this fucker just completely destroyed it. So this is the third chutiya. I told him that when I met him first that you know what, hey, I'm not really looking for anything serious. Okay, again we met on Tinder.
Nowadays like we don't go to park to chill, we go to Tinder.
Yeah, we go to exactly.
Yeah,
I mean Tinder is Tinder is not just I think you know it's a dating app, but it's I think it has become way more than that now. You know, it's not just you know you have the like people can send you pictures over there. Okay, it's just that you know it's just chatting, which is a good thing.
Basically, so if you even want to talk to someone, like it's a great place.
Exactly. So is bande ke saath chalu. So is bande ke saath bhi, you know, I started going out with him. It was fun, nice. He used to stay in Borivali, and I stay in Dombivli.
Oh shit!
So it was dude. It was very far.
Two states.
Yeah, very far. Yeah, like literally two states.
Yeah.
So or mera college dadar. So it's midpoint.
It's
so,
not even a midpoint, it's like in V shape.
You can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say that. So it's basically it's two different suburban lines.
Yeah.
So we started going. The thing was that what connected both of us that is that we both had breakups in the same month. Okay. Like for me it was more of a heartbreak. For him it was a long term thing. So it I'll term that as breakup. So he was going through a lot of things at that time. I think he had lent money to a few of his friends, okay, and they were not returning it back. Actually, one of the person he lent money was his ex-boyfriend.
Oh shit!
And that was something 21,000. And maine bola ki, so when he told me all those things, I was like, this guy has some money issue. He has like he keeps lending money to these people, okay, and he has that one thing. तो मैंने सोचा कि ओके ठीक है कोई बात यू नो वी ऑल लेंड मनी टू सम अदर बट द वे ही लेंड्स मनी ही डजंट लेंड लाइक 500-600 बक्स ही लेंड 17,000 21,000
एंड यू शुड नॉट डू दिस लाइक यू शुड नॉट गिव अ ह्यूज अमाउंट टू समवन
एग्जैक्टली
बिकॉज इफ यू हैव एनी इमरजेंसी लाइक नोबडी विल गिव यू लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल इफ यू वांट टू बाय द PS5 राइट नाउ यू डोंट हैव एनी मनी डूड
Oh god. Wait, that was a good joke. It was a very good joke. wow. Yeah, that is true. Yeah. That is, yeah, I mean, of course, what if you want to buy a PS5 and you don't have money in your bank? Like, that is like a midlife crisis.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So that thing, and again, we met once, like, you know, at my place. And he was like, my parents were out of town, so I was like, why don't you come over? And he's, and we, and I purchased ice cream for, because he's a huge fan of that butterscotch ice cream. I bought that entire tub for him, and it was fun. I think for 1-2 months it was going great. We were like chatting all the time, calling each other, and it was so great. That that 1 month is the first month is the best of that relationship.
In every relationship, dude, in every relationship, the first month is the best thing in the world, in the entire world.
Exactly. So this person was, and then eventually क्या बोलते हैं वो रंग आने लगे बाहर the chameleon started showing his colors so मैंने इसको बोला कि ये this the chutiap 3 okay that when are your these people lending that you know giving your money back which you have lent to them he's like I don't know they are not picking up my call मैंने बोला कि तेरे बाप के पास बहुत ज़्यादा पैसा है क्या he's like नहीं dude नहीं है तो मैंने बोला तो फिर what is the deal with you that is your hard earned money you should get it back then he's like हाँ I will do it it's okay ठीक है तो मैंने बोला okay fine चलो I didn't wanted to you know keep hammering him all the time about it so one fine day and I'm very like I'm a Monica I'm a like a very obsessive compulsive person when it comes to cleaning and keeping things in place and one fine day he invited me over at his place okay he wanted to introduce me to his mother so he called me over and I reached his place sometime in the afternoon and as soon as the door opened I saw a pile of garbage it's like a tornado has hit his room okay his entire house and things are just lying here and there like dhool padi hui hai you know like you know shoes are in balcony ka grill rehta hai na shoes wahan pade hai okay wi-fi ka router is lying on the floor
dude and, like I hate this thing dude you have to respect your wi-fi router dude that's sent for me
that's a god bro that's like seriously that's god bistar you know that pull out couch rehte okay ये हार दैट वो काउच ऐसे मतलब वैसे खुला काउच ऐसा पड़ा हुआ है एंड यू नो द वो जो प्रोटीन के डब्बे रहते हैं ना यू गेट दोस प्रोटीन पाउडर दोस आर लाइंग अंडर द टीपॉय एंड एवरीथिंग एंड ओरिगनो और चिली फ्लेक्स लाइक इट वाज लाइक अ मेस ओके एंड आई वेंट इनटू हिज रूम आई वेंट इन
बेसिकली यू डिस्क्राइब्ड अ हॉस्टल रूम
एग्जैक्टली yeah exactly guys hostel was with his mother like his mother was staying with him and everything I've stepped in and like oh fuck iska kuch karna padega nahi to I'm gonna go nuts in his house so I told him that what's the plan like are we clearing your house and he's like oh no it's just gonna stay like this and I was like oh fuck like and I was staying over at his place that day okay shit. like I'm gonna and maine bola ki shit abhi to mera kuch theek like raat mein dude main do baar utha pata hai kya I woke up twice okay
to clean that
I woke up twice and then I just went back to bed I was like you know there is no point doing this because it was pitch dark okay and agar maine kisi cheez pe pair rakh diya and if it pierces through my skin if I see blood okay I'm gonna freak out so I don't have a like if I see a little bit of blood I get freaked out and stuff I don't have like a good like, thing with blood so I was like I woke up next day and I was like I have to go to college aur usi din Yamini ka lecture tha okay so worst part came after that मैं लेक्चर मतलब लेक्चर के लिए निकला मैं उसके घर से
तौरव वुड यू लाइक टू गिव अ बेसिक इंट्रोडक्शन अबाउट यामिनी मैम टू आवर लिसनर्स
ओके सो दिस पर्सन ओके सो यामिनी मैम ओके सो यामिनी मैम इज शी इज लाइक यू नो शी इज हिटलर ओके बट विथ नो मस्टैश
या एग्जैक्टली
और मे बी यू नो लाइक अ बेटर लाइक क्या बोलते हैं ना अ मोर कंपैशनेट एंड एजुकेटेड वर्जन ऑफ हिटलर
या एब्सोल्युटली
ओके लाइक हु विल जस्ट क्रश योर सोल ओके लाइक your soul are Jews
yeah
okay if your soul was a Jew person that she is gonna crush so that's the thing that's the worst part about that professor we'll come down to her uska bhi ek aur bada scene hua hai baad mein
okay
okay so matlab whole mera pura college involved hai us scene okay next jo is bande करने की वजह से जो भी हुआ आगे. तो दिस पर्सन, सो यामिनी मैम का लेक्चर था उस दिन एंड आई वाज लाइक हेडिंग टू द स्टेशन, बोरिवली स्टेशन, एंड आई वाज ओनली थिंकिंग एंड थिंकिंग अबाउट इसका रूम एंड हिज लिविंग हैबिट्स. ओके, लाइक बिकॉज ट्रस्ट मी, दिस वन थिंग यू नीड टू कीप क्लीन इज योर किचन. आई डोंट केयर अबाउट योर एंटायर हाउस बट योर रेस्ट ऑफ द हाउस, बट योर किचन नीड्स टू बी क्लीन, यू नो. एंड when I stepped into his kitchen, you know, wo jo, you know, you get those milkshake bottles, that glass milkshake. So he had all those on his, lying on his kitchen floor, okay? Ooh. And aise pade, okay? Aur jo platform rehta hai na, kitchen platform, okay? Uske upar sab kachra, matlab masale ka dabba, aisa sab, matlab, like very unhealthy. Uska gas toota hua hai, you know, the stove, it was broken completely. There were these lizards crawling on his, around somewhere in the window, and it kind of freaked me out. I was like, bro, this is not, I opened his fridge and I don't even like, uske upar bada book aa jayega abhi main agar bolte baithu to.
Basically from a hostel room you are describing every lokhand wala struggler ka home.
yeah like, but he, the worst part about this entire situation is he is not even a struggler. He has so much money that he is giving away to other people. And his purchasing habits as well. मतलब like you need one shower gel ना, he'll buy 10 different shower gels of 10 different companies.
Flavors,
okay. हाँ, हर मतलब imagine अगर body shop ने 10 types निकाले shower gel के, वो 10 के 10 खरीदेगा और L'Oreal Paris के भी 10 के 10 खरीद के लेके आएगा. You should have seen his bathing room. Jesus Christ, it was like body shop, L'Oreal and Paris, Garnier. Like, oh, it was like इतना पैसा आता कहाँ से इन लोगों के पास cosmetics खरीदने के लिए. Like even I take extremely good care of my skin, but I was like, okay, ठीक है, एक one thing is enough. Okay, I am not gonna क्या बोलते हैं ना, raid Nykaa store for that.
Basically, you're creating your own Nykaa store at your washroom.
Exactly. Or that happened and
I think so, dude. He must be a wholesaler. Like, दूसरे लोग उसके घर से आके लेके जाते रहेंगे.
Maybe I really hope that seems like a good explanation, and I really want to buy that, but that's not the truth. Okay, sometimes I really think he drinks all those things while he's in the shower. Because यहाँ पे नहा रहा है, he's drinking all that body shower आराम से, different flavors
का. Fuck beer, I'll have beer shampoo.
Exactly. एग्जैक्टली. तो ये सब ये तो देखा. और डूड सबसे शुतियाब चीज हुई वो क्या, तो दादर के लिए यू नो, तो दादर के लिए मेरे को ट्रेन पकड़नी थी. ओके, बोरिवली से. तो आई टुक अ ट्रेन दैट वेंट टू द अपोजिट साइड.
ओह, सो दैट थिंग हैपेंड विरार.
आई थिंक सो. या, एंड आई वाज लाइक, ओह शिट, ओके, आई एम फक्ड नाउ. एंड यामिनी मैम को, यू नो हाउ यामिनी,
या
यू नो, फाइव मिनट्स लेट फॉर अ लेक्चर.
Even if I'm 5 minutes late, like वो लेगी नहीं अंदर, dude. I have never set for her lecture क्योंकि मैं हमेशा जाता था, dude. And I was just 5 minutes late. यामिनी मैम, if you're listening, आपको पता है, I was just 5 minutes late.
Dude, she's like, you are not coming in my lecture.
Yeah.
You know? And dude, she has told me this one thing, that you are an obnoxious student. Okay.
Dude,
get out of my class.
It goes with me too.
उसने ये भी बोला था, सौरभ यू आर अटेंशन हॉगर. एंड आई वाज लाइक, व्हाट, क्या बात कर रही है, लाइक आई डोंट गिव अ शिट अबाउट. बट अपेरेंटली शी सॉ सम क्वालिटी इन मी दैट शी फेल्ट दैट आई मे दैट यू नो मे बी अटेंशन हॉगिंग. कोई बात नहीं, चलो रात गई बात गई. तो आई टुक अ ट्रेन टू द, बिकॉज आई वाज ओनली थिंकिंग अबाउट हिज हाउस एंड व्हाट काइंड ऑफ मेस इट वाज. एंड आई वेंट टू द अपोजिट डायरेक्शन, देन आई गॉट डाउन, आई टुक अ ट्रेन, आई वेंट टू द अदर, एंड देन आई मेट यामिनी मैम. आई टोल्ड हर दैट, मैम, सी समथिंग लाइक दिस हैपेंड, आई एम रियली सॉरी, आई रियली apologize. And she's like, okay, fine, get up. And she's like, Saurabh, get out of the she was sitting in Neeraj ma'am's cabin. She's like, get out now, I'm setting, like, she was creating question paper somewhere. So she was like, maine bola ki, okay, fine, chalo, theek hai. I got out. And a few months later, Moksh happened. Okay, Moksh.
Moksh is our annual fest.
Yes, okay. And it's fun, you know. We were very excited, everyone was great. So I was heading the creative team and creative department. And so as I told you, you know, there is this one person who is like, you know, has this Jeff Johns quality in him, you know, who wants to make everything about himself.
Yeah.
You know, and no matter what, like, he won't even consider ki, oh, bande ka, matlab, there are people's job at stake over there. Okay. He will just go and rob that job. Okay. And fuck up the whole thing.
Okay.
Like, you know, na ghar ka na ghat ka, aisa karke rakh dega wo cheez.
From your description, I got a better name for him. He's is actually Homelander from The Boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Cool. Yeah. So basically a person who likes to massacre everything. Okay. So what happened? We were like we were brainstorming, you know, logos and everything. We were coming up with a introduction video for the
theme. First opening. Was, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So it was fun. Great. Everything was going great. But you know, during festivals there is some disagreement. Okay. There is always a little bit disagreement with, you know, some or the other person. So the same thing happened. There was a little bit of disagreement, but disagreement is bande ka ego hi hurt ho gaya uske upar se.
Okay.
And he decided to us bande ne groups create kar diye. Okay. He went with the juniors. Juniors ko leke. He really tried to fuck up the entire fest. And which unfortunately he succeeded. The fest unfortunately got cancelled. Everything that we worked really, really hard for, just went into shit eater.
That's sad.
That is very sad. That is very, very sad. Yeah, we all were very heartbroken and we all worked very hard. And what happened during that time, there are a few close friends of mine jinke saath meri thodi tutu mai ho gayi. Us time pe ki I was like, you know what, this is right, this is wrong, no, you don't know this. So basically some creative differences were there. And we had a little argument. And during this time we realized one thing is that the whole situation, that whenever I went and told about this situation to the Chutiyap 3, so when I went and told all those things to Chutiyap 3, used to give me the worst advice. Like there's this one point when I told him that the fest got cancelled. He told me to go and tell the HOD and the principal, HOD of my department, HOD and my department and the principal, to fuck off. Literally he said that, say all these things to him. Okay, that they are no good. They were making a mistake, but you know, acting out in an arrogant way, it's not right. Okay, that's not what a matured person does. Okay, and we are going to dive into a corporate environment. And we cannot have that kind of a temper. To just tell everyone off.
A very kiddish thing.
I know, it's very kiddish. This is a 26-year-old guy, by the way. Giving me this advice. So मैंने इसको बोला कि भाई ऐसे नहीं होता. And he even told me to not see my friends anymore. He's like, तू किसी से बात नहीं करेगा अभी से. तो मैंने बोला it's my decision. They are my friends. And I'm gonna see them. I'm not gonna see them. And you know, you don't break friendships over such petty issues.
Yeah. You know, dude, like I would like to share this thing. ये मेरे साथ भी ऐसा हुआ है रे. I don't know why. Like when you are in relationship now, your partner start hating your friends. I don't know why.
Exactly.
Like every time I dated someone, the person, they were like, you have to break friendship with them. They are not good for you. And you know, now those friends are with me and that person is not.
Exactly. The same thing happened with me as well. During the same time, this whole, this Chutiyap 3 romance started fizzling off. So I had a word with him that, I think we should take a break now. Because I really don't think so this is going in any right direction. Because you are clearly giving me wrong advice, and which is not good for me. And I don't think I'm having that feelings for you anymore. I'm hurting right now, and I really feel that it was supposed to be like what I imagined, because even he was a DC fan. He was like this huge supporter of DC, and I was like, but it didn't work. There is no point in whining about it. I have to be matured, and act as quickly as possible, because if I don't, then it is going to cause more of a mess.
Because you already experienced those things previously, and this time you are prepared.
And many, a lot of things were there. There was this one time I was at his place. And we were sitting on his couch. And his Tinder notifications were going off on his cell phone.
Dude, shit. I can feel it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's very heartbreaking. And he always used to tell me that, why aren't you calling me, texting me? And this used to happen during MOOCs. And many were like, listen, I have a lot on my plate. I'm coming to college at, 11:30, 12 in the morning. And I am leaving college at 6 6:45 or 7, okay, in the evening. Okay, and I have to go all the way to Dombivli. That is like a 1 hour of travel from Dadar to Dombivli.
Yeah.
Okay, and especially in that crowd, okay,
in that
you just,
time,
you just
crowd...
want to go. So you just want to go home and just crash, you know. I didn't even go to the gym during that period. So so उस टाइम पे लाइक थोड़ा सा स्ट्रेस हुआ था रिलेशनशिप. आई ट्राइड वेरी हार्ड टू यू नो एक्सप्लेन हिम दैट यू नो इट्स यू नो आवर रिलेशनशिप हैज हिट अ रफ पैच बट इट्स ओके यू नो वी विल फिगर इट आउट. सो देन लाइक अगेन ही स्टार्टेड एक्टिंग अ लिटिल वियर्ड एंड अ लिटिल ही गॉट अ लिटिल रूड एंड यू नो लाइक देयर वाज दिस वन पॉइंट इन द रिलेशनशिप दैट आई एक्चुअली रेज्ड माय वॉइस ऑन हिम. मैंने उसको बोला कि जस्ट स्टॉप इट करके यू आर गिविंग मी द वर्स्ट एडवाइस. आई कैन नॉट यू नो ब्रेक अप friendship like you know friendship with my friends my close friends. Person he told me not to see anymore is this Pooja chick. Okay, she's a very close friend of mine and he's like you're not gonna see her anymore. How dare she say all those things to you, things to you. Maine bola ki look none of us are like in their 30s right now. Okay, we are all under stress. We all say things that we don't mean.
Yeah,
okay. Exactly. And I'm not gonna lie, our HOD was at times like you know like very very picky. You know कि मेरे को ये ही नहीं चाहिए मेरे को वो ही नहीं चाहिए. लाइक वी हैव गिवन हर द बेस्ट लाइक लोगो आइडियाज एंड सम एंड शी वाज बीइंग वेरी पिकी एट मोमेंट्स. सो मैंने बोला कि छोड़ जाने दे अभी. तो द मोक्ष वॉट कैंसल्ड एंड ही वाज लाइक तो ऐसे कैसे वो कैंसिल कर सकते हैं. तुम लोग नहीं उनको कुछ बोला नहीं रहेगा. तूने उसको कुछ बोला नहीं रहेगा. मैंने बोला कि हम लोग उसके सामने जाके रोए है ब्रो. हम लोग का 3 महीने का जो मेहनत है वो सब पानी में चला गया है. तो हाउ डेयर यू that we didn't even try that. He was like nahi tune kiya hi nahi rahega tu aise hi hai tu waise hi hai you are just all talks and tu kuch karta nahi hai. To maine bola ki first of all you don't know. Okay, I had a friend okay who was having a breakdown because they have given their 100% to this fest okay and because of one idiot okay this entire fest got cancelled. Okay, I have to handle those friends. Okay, I have to handle you and your tantrums.
Yeah,
okay, I have to handle my personal life. I have to handle my study like assignments and stuff. Okay, you really need to. And ye banda kuch karta bhi nahi tha by the way. Okay, ye ghar pe baitha rehta tha. Okay, uska gym uske next lane mein tha, baju wali lane mein tha. So wahan se jaake ghar aa jata tha, zomato se kuch na kuch manga ke khata rehta tha. Okay, so his basically his life was set.
You're talking about me, dude.
Were you staying in Borivali back then?
No, I stayed Dadar only.
Great. So yeah, so this thing happened and maine usko like bola ki dude your life is completely different. You don't have to travel all like you know 1 hour to go to college. Okay, then stay over there. Okay, and then come home back. Okay, or 1 hour ka travel karke. Okay, it's no picnic quite frankly.
Basically you were supposed to support me or you are only becoming the problem of my life.
Exactly, like he was like a वो बोलते हैं ना he was like that रेमंड का कीड़ा बोलते हैं ना वो था वो who just once it goes inside your ass it just sucks all the fat and life out of you. Okay, he was like that kind of a person. So eventually इस बंदे ने he just fucked my life. Okay, and the one best part about him was that he lent me his Netflix account.
Wow,
yeah, it came like the, all that misery came with some perks. Okay, like he's like Saurabh you can use my Netflix and stuff. तो मैंने बोला कि ओके ठीक है नो प्रॉब्लम.
सो
दैट टाइम आई हैड आई एम नॉट यूजिंग इट. आर यू किडिंग मी? या उसका उसके ऊपर भी उसने पॉलिटिक्स यू वोंट बिलीव दिस. सो आई वाज यूजिंग हिज नेटफ्लिक्स एंड सम टाइम ड्यूरिंग दिसंबर मैंने आई जस्ट गेव हिम बैक. तो मैंने बोला कि लुक लिसन नाउ दैट यू नो वी हैव हिट अ वेरी रफ पैच ओके एंड नाउ दैट वी आर फिगरिंग आउट स्टफ राइट नाउ आई थिंक इट्स बेटर दैट आई डोंट यूज योर नेटफ्लिक्स अकाउंट. ओके, लाइक इवन ही सेड दैट टू मी दैट यू नो इट्स या इट्स आई मीन यू शुड नॉट यूज माय नेटफ्लिक्स अकाउंट एंड स्टफ. तो मैंने बोला कि ओके कोई बात नहीं चलो लाइक यू नो आई गेव हिम एवरीथिंग बैक आफ्टर ब्रेकअप. ओके, लाइक ही वॉक्स अप टू मी आस्क्स मी इफ यू आर यूजिंग माय नेटफ्लिक्स अकाउंट स्टॉप इट. ओके, आई एम गेटिंग वेरी वियर्ड रिकमेंडेशन. मैंने बोला कि फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई हैवंट सीन योर लाइक आई हैवंट इवन एक्सेस टू योर अकाउंट. ओके, इन लास्ट 2 months. ओके, योर अकाउंट इज योर्स सिंस डिसंबर. ओके, एंड ही इज लाइक यू देन यू मस्ट हैव गिवन इट टू लाइक यू नो गिवन यूजर आईडी एंड पासवर्ड टू समवन. मैंने बोला कि मैं इतना पागल नहीं है. नेटफ्लिक्स अकाउंट अकाउंट में बैंक के डिटेल्स रहते हैं ओके इट लिंक्ड टू योर बैंक अकाउंट इट कीप्स रिन्यूइंग एवरी मंथ ही वाज लाइक यू कैन वॉच इट एंड स्टफ सो बेसिकली हिज लाइफ वाज दैट यू नो घर पे मतलब घर पे रहना जिम से आना जिम जाना वापस आना ओके प्रोटीन पीना खाना जोमेटो से बर्गर ऑर्डर करके क्लोन वॉर्स देखना नेटफ्लिक्स
ओके
दैट इज अ गुड लाइफ लाइक गुड फॉर हिम बट एज अ रियली समटाइम्स आई वंडर व्हाई आई कैंट हैव दैट काइंड ऑफ लाइफ बट देन ही स्टार्टेड throwing mud at me it felt a little weird like you know look dude you are just staying home okay I am going up and down okay to my college and I have a very busy schedule matlab I'm glad this ended okay and I mean that was the time I realized that what kind of mistake I made and eventually I also realized this was more of a rebound thing from the chuti up to so when this happened all of us were sitting at Shivaji Park and the best part about that, I mean I shouldn't call it best part it sounds rude jab mera breakup hua us time pe pure group ka breakup ho gaya tha mere like jitne bhi log hai na usme sabka breakup ho gaya tha okay like everyone was going through very rough patch like relationship with sabke life mein kuch na kuch problems chal rahe hai some people are breaking up so wo hua and then we were discussing about all those stuff because we all were going through the same phase so we were discussing this and there was one point I literally broke down in like in the middle of Shivaji Park okay Ooh. And I was like okay like I couldn't stop crying at that time I was like then this same girl that the up three told me to stay away from okay she literally held me during that whole situation and calmed me down and she was literally there with me till the end of that day of course everyone was there with me but you know she was like holding my hand and you know calming me down patting my back and so that's the thing you know use your brains whenever a person gives you an advice you need to analyze it whether it's wrong or right okay sometimes we get overwhelmed and take a decision okay and eventually we regret it that oh I wish I wouldn't have done that
you know like you said this crying thing happened with you you sat down and cried there so there was a girl she told me once like I remember that there was a girl she told me once like Pradeep if you ever cry for someone na it means that person doesn't deserve you
okay.
like because that's their job to make you smile to keep you happy if that person is the reason that you're crying he or she is not right for you
right
so like I took it as a life advice and I would like to give it to you also
oh, well thank you very much I agree with you and all of them were not worth it like seriously they were not and the funniest part the ironic thing about this whole situation was this guy when he texted me I think he texted me in April chuti up 3 and told me I asked him like hey how are you doing and everything so he's like oh I'm just fine maine bola ki I hope everything is well and he's like yeah everything is going great and yeah you have but I'm sorry we are not getting back together maine bola ki ha kya matlab getting achanak kahan se are getting back together okay I was just inquiring him like hey what's up how are you doing and stuff and he's like no you have made me cry a lot and maine bola ki tu dekho kahan maine rulaya hai matlab how are you the one who is terribly hurt while you are the one who gave me like the worst advice ever in my whole life
you are not the victim don't play victim card on me
exactly the audacity that he had to play this victim card okay it was staggering it was staggering he used to do the same thing dude victim hamesha okay when we hit a rough patch I used to discuss all these things with you know my cousin her name is Aditi I used to discuss all those things with her I told him one day you know what I was discussing all these things with Aditi and you know her input on our problems was this so what do you think he's like he told me that he is not okay with me sharing like discussing our problems with her okay while he does the same thing with his gym trainer he used to go to his gym trainer and discuss all the problems that he was going through with me तो मैंने बोला कि भाई ये क्या है मतलब आई एम नॉट अलाउड टू टॉक विद माय फैमिली बट यू आर अलाउड टू गो एंड टॉक विद योर जिम ट्रेनर
डूड आई कैन टेल यू वन थिंग जिम ट्रेनर इज द ओनली पर्सन हु कैन गिव यू एनी गॉसिप लाइक यू नो माय जिम ट्रेनर व्हेन आई गो टू हिम इज लाइक प्रदीप यू नो व्हाट हैपेंड यू नो दैट पर्सन उसका ऐसा ऐसा हो गया दिस गर्ल इसका ऐसा सो जिम ट्रेनर इज द ओनली पर्सन हु हैज ऑल द गॉसिप्स डूड लाइक बिल्डिंग के आंटी से ज्यादा उनके पास होता है
बट दैट इज ट्रू बट यू डोंट हैव टू गो एंड टॉक लाइक इवन इफ यू गो एंड टॉक टू देम डोंट बी अ हिपोक्रेट अबाउट इट एंड टेल अदर पीपल you cannot do this but you are doing the same थिंग.
या
तो ऐसे तो ऐसे ही मतलब वो रिलेशनशिप एकदम मतलब एकदम ही ट्विस्टेड था.
बेसिकली दिस गाय वाज पापा का परा.
नो ही वाज मम्मी का परा. व्हेन आई से दिस डूड एक बार तो आई टेल यू व्हाट हैपेंड. ओह माय गॉड दिस वाज लाइक द बिगेस्ट रेड फ्लैग आई गॉट. सो आई वेंट सो ही कॉल्ड मी वंस ओवर टू हिज प्लेस एंड दिस वाज ड्यूरिंग लाइक यू नो वी वर ट्राइंग टू वर्क थिंग्स आउट. आई वेंट एट हिज प्लेस एंड यू नो वी वर सिटिंग चैटिंग वी गॉट अ लिटिल क्लोज एंड देन आई वेंट टू टेक शावर. ओके बिकॉज आई वाज ऑल स्वेटी फ्रॉम यू नो दैट रेन एंड एवरीथिंग. सो आई वेंट एंड टुक शावर एंड I told him, can you give me a towel? Okay, I want to tap myself dry. So he can you imagine what did he give me? What I want you to guess, what did he give me to tap myself dry?
You asked for towel. Like if you would have asked me for a towel, I would give you a towel.
Yeah, usne kya diya mujhe? He gave me his mom's maxi.
What the fuck?
Literally his mom's maxi to dry myself, and I was like, God help me.
Why, dude?
I wanted to dig my way out of his bathroom. Shit. All the way to Dombivli.
Shit.
Dude, this was like, and meko samajh mein nahi, like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Seriously, what the fuck is wrong with you? God, meko itna matlab, dude, that relationship was extremely mentally taxing for me.
Shit. That's bad. Yeah. That's very bad.
That is horrible, bro. Aur uske baad, the worst thing, to uske baad, he's like, you are using me, okay?
Achha.
You made me do all these things.
Yeah, like, exactly. Did you ask for that maxi?
Like, ये क्या है मतलब like, वो बोलते हैं ना मैं करूंगा पर like, हाँ, you know, खुद करेंगे पर बाद में पूरी दुनिया पे ब्लेम ठोके कि उनके वजह से मैंने किया. तो when are you going to be accountable for something that you do? You know, if you don't have that kind of control yourself, okay, then you would not have asked me to come over at your place. That's the thing, and that was the point when I realized this guy is not right. Okay, but he used to have some good ideas. Okay, he once told me that now that we have broken up and I really don't give a shit about him. He once told me that he wants to start a business that includes that marijuana fafra.
Oh wow, dude.
Yeah,
I would love to invest in that.
Yeah, I think you should instead of investing in his business, I want you to do that business and ask me to invest in it, you know. Exactly.
Wow, dude, this
and we and
good.
we exactly, and we can fund Air's Cut.
Yeah
from
yeah
that.
that's great.
From,
so
from
wow,
those
dude,
profits,
dude, that's a great idea. Like you can have it with whiskey and daru ke sath wo chakhna bhi hoga, and this chakhna will make even more high. Shit,
I know, right?
Elon Musk on your face, that's a $1 billion idea.
I think you should really capitalize on it. Seriously, I really think you should capitalize on it.
Wow.
And BMM kit can do anything, bro.
Yeah,
believe
yeah.
me. If they set their mindset at now, trust yeah. me, they can win the world.
Dude, basically, you know, BMM is not about mass media. BMM is all about jugaad.
Yeah, true that. Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's like done. Like, wo quota ho gaya abhi pura. I just really hope, I'm keeping my fingers crossed and just hope that I don't come across any... you know, chuti up in my future. Maybe I will, but I just know that I can handle myself, okay, if something like this happens. And a few things that, you know, these relationships actually taught, failed, these experiences, I would say, taught me was that, you know, your 20s are to earn a lot of money. You know, your 20s are for your career, okay, focus on your career. Because, you know, even a wrong turn and your career is like, you know, it goes off the rails.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and these are very delicate years.
Exactly. These are, you know, defining years of your life. And you, if you fuck them up, then it's gonna be like fucked up forever and ever and ever. And there is one more thing that I've learned, that when you read all, I've read all those quotes on Instagram that, you know, love is what's important. No, that's not. Love is important, but at the same time, bande ka career or bank balance kitna hai, wo bhi dekho. Because you don't want to, banda ya bandi, it goes both way. Because basically, you don't want to raise a baby, you know, like, you don't want to be, unless you want to be a sugar daddy or something, that is okay. Pradeep, you don't want to, you know, like raise a baby or something. It's like that. You want someone who can support you, okay, and themselves, okay, if time comes, you, okay, but both of us, you know, and you would be able to support her or him, whomever you are into. So that's the thing that should happen, you know, a person, like get your career in place, get your nice, handsome bank balance, okay, and just live your life. उसके बाद
टोटली एग्री विद
यू. इन योर 20s यू हैव टू फोकस ऑन योर करियर. दैट इज लाइक आई लर्नड इट द हार्ड वे, बट आई होप पीपल लिसनिंग टू दिस विल रियलाइज दिस.
आई आल्सो हैव दिस थिंग लाइक आई फील लाइक की लाइक फॉर लव बिफोर 21 यू हैव ऑल द टाइम, यू एक्सपीरियंस लव, यू गो थ्रू ब्रेकअप एंड यू नो दिस वन मोर थिंग आई हैव लर्नड दिस द हार्ड वे दैट एवरी पर्सन इन दिस वर्ल्ड शुड गो थ्रू एटलीस्ट वन ब्रेकअप बिकॉज यू नो
राइट या
ब्रेकअप टीचेस यू अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स
राइट.
दैट्स
राइट. आई एग्री ब्रेकअप दैट आई मीन सी एनीथिंग एवरी hard time has you know a message comes with every hardship that you face and I mean I'm sure you must have had your share of hardships when it comes to relationship or any other things but it always comes with let's say an inspiring quote you know like believe me during I mean I went through all that shit I have literally penned down every quote that has popped into my mind evernote pe maine wo jo wo sab type karke rakha hai you know this quote that so it really helped me built a certain character because I've made some errors when it comes to relationship. It's not like someone, it's not something that I'm pure and pious. Aisa nahi hai. Even I have made my share of, we all have made our share of mistakes.
Yeah.
But just only thinking about them is not right. Okay. You have to think about the fact that, you know, how much you have grown out of it. You know, how much it has helped your growth. So, and I there was one time I went to a very dark place, but eventually I was like, you know, I have to focus on my growth. Okay. Everyone goes through a hard time. Okay. I mean, can you imagine Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce? He cheated on Beyonce.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, toh main kya hu yaar? I mean, it's not like, I thought about it from that perspective and it really helped me.
If that person can get cheated, dude, hum kya hi hai unke saamne?
Exactly. I mean, that woman is loved by every fucking one and she got cheated. Like,
no, dude, I would like to say something here. Beyonce is scared of Ananya Pandey here.
Oh god, but this is amazing chat, believe me Pradeep. I don't think so I've joked about this to someone so much. Like I've never joked about, like I have before, but to this level never. Like this has been the best conversation I've had in last
months. So let's end this episode on a positive note. Thanks for coming on the show, Saurav. Thanks for sharing your story and experience, dude. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much, Pradeep. That's very sweet of you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on the show, Saurav. Thanks for sharing your story and experience. I hope this helps and inspire a lot of people. You can slide into Saurav's DM @all_fans_only_. आप लोग मुझे भी इंस्टाग्राम पे फॉलो कर सकते हो @thegeekprada पर। अगर आपके पास कोई सवाल या सुझाव है या अगर आप अपनी कहानी हमारे साथ शेयर करना चाहते हो तो प्लीज फील फ्री टू मैसेज @bateansuni ऑन इंस्टाग्राम, फेसबुक एंड ट्विटर। हम हर जगह अवेलेबल है, खासकर इंस्टाग्राम पर फॉलो कीजिएगा @bateansuni पर, क्योंकि हम वहां पर काफी ज्यादा एक्सक्लूसिव कंटेंट पोस्ट करने की कोशिश करते हैं। बातें अनसुनी इज नाउ स्ट्रीमिंग ऑन स्पॉटिफाई, एप्पल पॉडकास्ट, गूगल पॉडकास्ट, जियो सावन, ब्रीकर, कास्टबॉक्स, ओवरकास्ट, पॉकेटकास्ट, रेडियो पब्लिक एंड ऑल अदर पॉडकास्ट ऐप। फॉर अवर New listeners, Baatein Ansuni is a weekly podcast. We put episodes every Friday. So till next week, keep listening, keep supporting Baatein Ansuni. आप सुन रहे थे हमारा पॉडकास्ट बातें अनसुनी, प्रोड्यूस बाय आफ्टर आवर स्टोरीज। दिस शो इज क्रिएटेड, एडिटेड एंड आर्टवर्क बाय मी प्रदीप माइती। दिस एपिसोड डिस्क्रिप्शन इज रिटन बाय सौरव कुलकर्णी। द ट्रेलर इज रिटन बाय प्रवीण शिंदे। टिल नेक्स्ट टाइम सुनते रहिए हमारा पॉडकास्ट बातें अनसुनी।